motion I give for reconsideration on Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute House Bill 163, Judiciary.
That was on reconsideration.
That bill was on reconsideration.
Oh, 163, thank you.
It has been adopted. I might note that we are sending these bills, sort of expedite the process and not wear everyone out, we are sending them to the House. That does not preclude any person from giving reconsideration on them, taking them up. But if you do desire to have a reconsideration be taken up this time, please do it at this time. We'll save us time this evening. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to request my reconsideration of 130 be taken up this time.
Senator Halford.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 130, Resources and Act Relating to Homesteads and Providing for an Effective Date.
We're at ease. Before us, it has been read in third reading. There's a discussion and debate. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We return to second reading for purposes of specific amendment.
Without objection. What is the specific amendment?
Amendment number 2 by Senator Hofford. Page 5, line 15. Add new subsections D. 1
Do we
and
have
2.
A copy of it?
It's the first part of Senator Vic Fisher's amendment.
We'll stand at ease for a moment while it's passed. Senate will please come to order. The call has been met. Senator Halford, do you wish to place the amendment?
Mr. President, I move amendment number 2 and ask unanimous consent.
Objection has been noted. Question is, shall the amendment be adopted? You have the floor.
Mr. President, what the amendment does is it takes the provision or part of the original amendment on simply subdivision. It doesn't restrict sale after patent beyond what's already in the bill, but the area of subdivision is the area that you have the most abuse in terms of speculation in the land disposal program. This provides that if you get the land through sweat equity, you can borrow money to build something after you get patent, and that's where the sale restriction hurts legitimate users of the land that aren't trying to do anything but live on it as they homesteaded it. But the restriction on subdivision can stop some of the speculative problems that you've got otherwise.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I appreciate the efforts of the gentleman from Eagle River. However, it's my understanding that the original amendment, a rescinding action, will be or a motion to adopt it will be taken again. And I think that there are enough votes on the floor to adopt the original Fisher amendment. So I would urge you not to adopt this one.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hate to debate another amendment at the same time, but since it was brought
up... I'll allow the latitude because hopefully it's the final day and expression won't be available later.
The reason that I did not support the original amendment was the sale restriction, not the subdivision restriction. The sale restriction has the effect of making it impossible to borrow money after you have patent for the land. And then people come back to us in the loan programs and want some kind of a special provision in the loan program because they can't use the title to their property that they've gotten either by purchase or by sweat equity to borrow to build a home. And I think that's an unreasonable effect in trying to slow down speculation. I think that same effect can be handled through the restriction on subdivision.
Senator Fahrenkamp has the floor.
Mr. President, I find myself agreeing very much with the former speaker. The entire Fisher Amendment to me would be absolutely unacceptable. This amendment, I think, would tighten up and achieve part of the purposes that some members of this body wish. So I would urge the passage of this amendment.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I feel compelled to rise on a point that Senator Halford mentioned, and that is the fact that it will be impossible to secure financing on a homestead. The fact of the matter is, if We wish to draft language that will permit that we can do that. I have discussed that at previous times with members. The matter wasn't before us. It didn't happen. But I will make myself available to draft the necessary language to allow for homesteads to be financed. I think it's foolish not to adopt that language, or rather to go ahead and lift the sale restrictions, which are ultimately, I think, not in the best interest of the state and may well have a greater impact than what we do with the permanent fund.
Question is, shall the Halford Amendment be adopted? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 8 yeas, 12 nays.
Amendment failed. Senator Victor Fisher.
I move and ask unanimous consent we rescind the vote on amendment number 1.
We're in an interesting position. I think we should move to third reading for a specific amendment, the rescinding. Without objection, we have returned to second reading for specific amendment. Before us at this time is the motion to rescind. That just brings it before us. The question is, shall we rescind our action and failure to adopt Amendment 1, I believe it was, by Victor Fisher? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
We have rescinded it. The motion now will be before us, the adoption of the Fisher Amendment. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move that Amendment number 1 be adopted. Ask unanimous consent.
Directions noted. It's before you for discussion and debate. Before. Question is, shall the amendment be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 13 yeas, 7 nays.
Amendment has been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Absence of further amendments. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent the Senate Committee substitute, the Committee substitute for House Bill 130, Finance amended, or Resources amended, be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
The bill was in third reading automatically with apologies, Senator.
Okay. I was responding to the chair, sir.
Thank you, Senator. My fault. It's before you for discussion debate.
Question.
You have the floor.
Mr. President, I just have one question relative to who would be eligible to obtain this land. I see the definition of a resident means an individual has resided in a state for 1 year and does not claim residence in another state. However, the question I have, does this particular person or persons have to be a citizen of the United States?
Is there an answer to this question? Senator Joson, do you wish?
Just off the top, I would doubt we could do that because we even have had court decisions saying that for membership in professions, you cannot require citizenship of the United States, and that you have to treat persons with equality rather than citizens under the Constitution.
Senator Farenkamp, what are you seeking for?
No.
Mr. President, well, I guess the point being then that our good friends in the Canadian border can move across and reside in Alaska a year and they can be qualified for this land also.
You have the floor, Senator Odom.
A resident alien would probably be eligible under existing law for that. Other classes of aliens may not be, however. I think there has been a distinction drawn by the courts, but I think it's fairly clear that resident aliens probably would be based on court precedent.
Ready for the question. Question. Senator Halford has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't think I've ever voted against the land bill on the floor of the other body in the time that I served there. I think this time we're probably losing more than we're gaining. We're giving title that is so restricted that nobody can do anything in an effort to avoid speculation. I think we should try to avoid speculation, but I think we've gone too far. Fred, I'm going to have to vote against the bill.
You have the floor, Congress Chairman.
Mr. President, in reference to Senator Odie's remark relative to alien residents, however, I do believe the other requirements before this particular time required a 5-year residency. That's the purpose of the whole act. So, in effect, that was a some type of lid on those who could apply. But now what we're doing is opening it up to aliens who live in Alaska for a year. Period.
Senator Fahrenkamp has the floor.
Mr. President, I don't see a great deal of difference in this and any other land program we have. We've had to change our residency requirements due to Supreme Court decisions.
Question is, shall House Bill 130 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
The bill has been adopted in reconsideration. There is effective date clause under it.
Move the effective date clause.
Question is, shall effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member not vote? Change their vote. Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 20 yeas.
Effective date clause has been adopted. Senator Moss, you seeking the floor?
Mr. President, since the bill has been adopted with an amendment on the floor of the Senate, I guess this is a point of parliamentary inquiry. Then essentially, Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 130, Resources Amended Senate, is now a new bill, is it not, sir?
No, it is not.
We have changed the bill since we reconsidered it before. My point is, am I allowed to make a reconsideration on the present bill as it stands now with the amendment added to it?
Reconsideration with a major change in amendment. It's an interesting point of view. I'll rule that you can give reconsideration, but it's a very difficult.
I so ask for reconsideration, Mr. President.
You brought up your notice of reconsideration. You bring it up this time, Senator Ray.
Through the chair to the senator from transportation. If the reconsideration is not taken up and we adjourn, the bill goes through just the same. You're aware of that, sir.
I'm aware of that.
Senator Kelly.
That's an interesting point also. Wouldn't the House have to concur in the Senate's amendments now before the bill would actually go through?
That is true. The House will have to have the opportunity concurring, and I hope you don't wait for tonight because that reconsideration must be taken up. You have the floor, Senator. We'll be at ease. Gentlemen, please be seated.
We would ask unanimous consent that the Senate joint resolution 2 be
moved to calendar.
Objection. Next item on the data calendar is Senate joint resolution 27. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 27 by Senator Sackett opposing passage of the Health Cost Containment Tax Act of 1983. Health Education and Social Services Committee waived.
Senate Joint Resolution 27 came out of the Rules Committee, posted. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 27 be adopted? May proceed.
Hasn't advanced to a third reading, sir.
Oh, with apologies, you're correct. It's a joint resolution. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution number 27 be engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed upon the passage.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 27, opposing passage of the Health Cost Containment Tax Act of 1983.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 27 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed. Bill. All members voted. Any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Yes.
Bill has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray. Senator Ray.
I was waiting until the floor was clear, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on the publication notice honoring Birchwood ABC Elementary School, that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirement on this citation be waived and the citation be taken up as special order of business at this time.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the citation.
Citations honoring Birchwood ABC Elementary School by Senators Moss, Kelly, and Hallford.
Senator Ray, do you wish to move adoption of the citation?
Move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Objection. Citation has been adopted. Senator Ray, if there's a
call to the members of the floor to the reconsiderations at the bottom of the page, just to notify them that there are two bills that have been reconsidered as of yesterday.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I bring up a reconsideration of House Bill 130.
Objection. Question is, shall the reconsideration be taken up at this time? Reconsideration, you may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary, close roll.
Roll shows 9 ayes, 9 nays.
Reconsideration will be taken up later, apparently. Next item on the daily calendar. We do not have any other notices of reconsideration to be taken up at this time. Senator Sackett.
That's all it works.
Ready. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, it's my intention to put a recess motion at 1:15 until 1:15. And I would request and even caution the members of the body that if they aren't here when the House or the Senate will be called immediately, and wherever you are, you'll be back at 1:15. With that,
Senator Ferguson.
The Senate Finance Chairman has asked me to waive Senate Committee Substitute for Senate for Senate Substitute for House Bill 258, establishing a special investment tax credit.
Objections sent to Rules Committee. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, if we're under unfinished business,
I'd like to ask unanimous consent to be excused from Senate in the call of the House July 7 to 19 on official and personal business, July 25 to August 6 on personal business, September 11 to 14 official business.
Senator Ray.
Well, I have no objection, Mr. President, but I would inform the body that irrespective if you're excused or not, if it's the will of the body that you return, that you will return on regard.
Senator Rohde.
Bearing that admonition in mind, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from 5 o'clock this evening until 10:30 tomorrow morning. I'll be adjourning to Anchorage for a private business meeting that was set up some time ago.
No objection, sorry. Thomas, Chairman.
Mr. President, could I? I'm a little confused. If in effect we're coming back to a special session, which everyone says we're going to do because we're not going to finish what we're doing this time, supposedly I'm willing to stay and finish it, but evidently nobody else is. However, the excuses.
Some others are also, Senator.
Senator Ray, I'm sure, will stay. However, the question I have, if we are excused, as example, Senator Fisher, during that particular period of time, and the governor calls us back into special session, does that automatically bring us all back and we're not excused, period? Is that the rule?
I think that's what all, that's the net effect, yes.
Okay, I won't make my motion then.
We're in recess. Senator, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Rules Committee will meet at 1 o'clock for the purposes of calorying the last few bills. Hopefully.
Senator Gilman, seeking the floor.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the Senate now subject to the call from 5 o'clock Monday, June 27th and 28th.
Objection is going.
Pardon?
Without objection, excuse the call. 1:15, recess to 1:15.
Can we go back to the introduction of guests, please?
Senator Fisher.
Can we revert to the introduction of guests, please?
Revert to the introduction of guests.
Yes, Mr. President, behind me we have a very special lady, acquaintance of mine, who had shared my apartment for the last week. She also, while she was here, attended a basketball camp here in Juneau and happened to be fortunate enough to be selected for the All-Star team. I'd like to introduce my daughter, Mary.
A pleased daughter to have you with us today, Mary. Upon completion of the first calendar, we do have a discharge by the speaker of 208, the alcohol bill, and I grant the new committee powers, limited powers, free conference, Senator Bennett, Senator Rohde, Senator Fakes, meet with their life party and from the House.
President?
You have the floor, Senator.
Move we revert to messages from the other House.
Revert to messages from the House.
Message of June 26. The House failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CSSS HB 7, FIN, relating to motor vehicles, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Responsive Substitute for House Bill 7, LNC, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the large committee from the Senate, Representative Hayes, Chairman, Representatives Bussell and Wimpey.
Senator Ray.
Move the Senate to
receive
from the House or from its amendments, committee substitute, sponsor substitute for House Bill 7, Finance, Ask the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate recede? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, then there was change of vote. Secretary closed.
The roll shows 20 nays.
So it has not receded. The conference committee will be appointed shortly. I'm going to confer with Senator Wyeth and assume okay.
Message.
You may proceed, Secretary.
Message of June 26, the House passed Senate Bill 294 relating to the compensation of state officers and employees not covered by collective bargaining with the following amendment. CS for Senate Bill 294, FIN, and return for consideration.
Senator Ray.
Move the Senate concur in the House amendment, Senate Bill 294, and ask the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? Senator Kelly.
President, I don't want to rag this around, of course, but I do want to put on the record that I am opposed to this bill.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in House amendments, Senate Bill 294? You may proceed. If all members voted, does any member desire to change their vote? If all members voted, is there any member desire to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
Roll shows. 9 yeas, 11 nays.
Senate has not concurred. House committees. Order. I do wish to announce the conference committee on Senate on House Bill 7. Senator Elias and Chairman Senator Mulcahy and Senator Vic Fisher as members. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate rescind its action in failing to concur in the House Amendment, Senate Bill 294.
But I would suggest that the question before us is curable. The Senate. Shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 294? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
So this can come out of the rank of the effective date. Question is, shall the Senate's policy drop? You may proceed. All members voted. Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
Is there a motion to adopt the supplemental calendar?
Senator Ray. There is an RCI to the absent supplemental calendar.
No objection.
CS for Hospital Resolution Number 2-2 by the Judiciary Committee proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska limiting the length of regular sessions of the legislature. Committee for Earth Committee considers this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with a similar committee substitute. Senator Patricia Charles signed the recommendation. Senator Kelly and Senator Sturgeon Bruski signed and passed. Senator Lee signed and not passed was amended. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill. Senator Rachel Roman signed in law passed. Senator Page Wilson signed in pass. Senator Ziegler signed in not pass. Senator Joseph signed in pass and amended to require the legislature to establish deadlines. The Rules Committee considered this John recommends this resolution. And recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee's substitute and put on a supplemental calendar today.
Is there a committee substitute? Yes,
Mr. Chairman, I move the Rules Committee substitute for committee substitute for HJR 2. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska limiting the length of regular sessions of the legislature. Limiting the length of the expressions of the legislature.
This is a constitutional amendment. We have 14 votes, Mr. President. Is Chairman present?
There were 3 pages, Mr. President.
Constitutional amendment.
healthy forum for discussion in very plus in the cell. H.J.R. to amended prayers, son of my preceding board. Secretary Close. Senate stimulus for House Joint Resolution number 2 rules proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska limiting the length of regular sessions while the legislature is reading over reconsideration.
And ask that that reconsideration be taken up this time.
Without objection.
Mr. President.
Senator Moss.
May we have a brief at ease?
A brief at ease. Senate, please come to order. I would ask the galleries, there's been some complaint, if the galleries to do best they can to be very fairly quiet during the period of time, discussion, debate, and so on. Senate Bill 294 is before us, third reading. Secretary, have you read the bill?
House CS for Senate Bill number 294, Finn, an act relating to the compensation of state officers and employees not covered by collective bargaining and providing for an effective date in third reading and reconsideration.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Questions called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 294 pass the Senate? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows, 11 yeas, 9 nays.
Senate Bill 294 has been adopted.
Move the effective date clause.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed. Roll. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows, 15 yeas, 5 nays.
Effective date has been adopted. Senator Kelly. Reconsideration was noted. Reconsideration is brought up at this time. There's no objection. Secretary, bring it up.
Senate CS for CS for House Joint Resolution Number 2 rules, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, limiting the length of regular sessions of the legislature.
Those before you for discussion, debate, questions, and call for. The question is, shall H.J.R. 2 amended by the Senate, shall it be adopted by the Senate? May proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
The bill has been adopted by the Senate. Next item on the day of calendar is House Bill 109.
CS for House Bill 109, Judiciary Amended. Enact relating to persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified or Class A felonies and amending the Children's Proceedings Waiver Provisions. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new fiscal note and do pass. Signed, Senator Joseph, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Paul Fisher, and Hofford. The Judiciary Committee waived. And the Finance Committee waived. There is an SCS.
SCS. House Bill 109. Gaston, please stand up.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Hess Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of other bills.
Without objection, Senator Joseph has moved that the Health Social Services Committee substitute be adopted. It is adopted. Secretary, read it.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 109, Hess, an act relating to persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified or Class A felonies and amending the Children's Proceedings Waiver Provisions.
Are there amendments?
There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Josephson, page 3, lines 18 through 26.
Amendments in our backup.
It has been passed out.
Amendment has been passed out. Senator Joseph, do you wish to move the amendment?
I move the amendment. I'll explain to the body that the bill as printed would provide that a 16 or 17-year-old youth who is charged with an unclassified felony is held in custody in a juvenile facility until a formal charge is made through indictment or complaint or information following a waiver of indictment. The amendment, because the individual is still presumed to be innocent until proven guilty, retains the juvenile in a juvenile facility until conviction, and thereafter the individual would be confined for an unclassified offense in an adult facility. I ask unanimous consent for the amendment.
There's no objection. The amendments are adopted. Further amendments?
There is an amendment number 2 by Senator Joseph, page 4, line 12.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, on page 4, line 12, the figures 17 or 18 are changed to 16 or 17. This is a technical amendment. I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the amendment.
Objection. Amendments adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray?
We have to say amendments. Any other amendments, Mr. President? I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 109, Hess as amended, be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 109, Hess, amended Senate, an act relating to persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified or Class A felonies and amending the Children's Proceedings Waiver Provisions.
Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, in enacting this bill, the Senate will be reaffirming the position on policy which it has enunciated before in providing for the waiver of those who commit the most serious violent crimes, the unclassified crimes, to adult court. Most of the other differences are not substantive. I do want to point out to the Senate that I had considered offering an amendment at page 7. The bill provides that the court shall determine the weight to be given each of the factors where the court has discretion on in waiver cases and shall issue a written decision. And it goes on to say that a finding that there is no substantial likelihood of successful rehabilitation of the person, which is a test for waiver in some instances, under children's court proceedings may be based on any one or a combination of the factors. In committee and in other discussions, there has been some concern about that language, Mr. President, but I think the concern should be seen in context of the first sentence, and I expect that the court would have to determine the weight to be given each of the factors, and that its written decision would describe how the court treated each of the factors that would be relevant to the decision as to whether or not to waive.
Further debate? Senator Rohde has the floor.
Just a brief note, Mr. President. This is exactly the same bill that we passed on the floor several days ago without the Victims' Rights Amendment. Senator Ray and I have worked on this bill for several years. It's unfortunate that the members of the House didn't contact us when they put this bill in. And it was drafted in its present form on the Senate side, and it's unfortunately these kind of attitudes that do cause some difficulties between the body. But I think Senator Ray, as chairman of the judiciary, deserves a lot of credit for the shape that this bill is in.
Bill is third reading. Is there further debate? Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 109 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
Bill has been adopted. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 294. I wonder if House Bill 294 and 295 might be placed to the bottom of the calendar. Or do you wish a caucus at this time? Senator Moss?
Perhaps we could continue on with the remainder of the calendar and leave 294 or 295 to the bottom of the supplement.
Without objection. 294 and 295 will be placed at the bottom of the day's calendar. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 379.
House Bill number 379 by Representatives Flood and Hayes, an act establishing a seismic hazard program within the Department of Natural Resources and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommend do pass. Signed, Senator Ferencamp, Chairman, concurring, Senator Sturgiluski, Vic Fisher, Eliason, and Paul Fisher.
Is there a committee substitute?
There are no committee substitutes or amendments.
Senator Ray, in the absence of amendments?
Move that House Bill 379 be advanced third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 379, an act establishing a seismic hazard program within the Department of Natural Resources and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Is there a question called for? You have floor, Senator Moss.
Perhaps someone can tell me, does this mean that any of the seismic data that any of the oil companies, wildcatters, or otherwise becomes public information at that moment they do it? Perhaps someone that's more knowledgeable on this can answer that question.
Is there a response to Senator Ferencamp?
Mr. President, my knowledge, it has nothing whatsoever to do with that data. This is the data on public hazard seismic material, identifying potential hazards and informing the public when there is a potential hazard, such as earthquakes, etc. It adds to the geological and geophysical survey the capabilities of collecting further data including the large waves, whatever the names of those are, and I've forgotten, and identifying seismic hazards and notifying the public.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 379 pass the Senate? You may proceed. If all members voted, does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
So House Bill 379 has passed.
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease.
On the effective date close.
Mr. President, I move the letter of intent also be adopted.
Objection.
Then I would move that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill consider the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection. Effective date clause has been adopted. There's been a request for a caucus. I think this is probably about the right time. Senate fund order, the other floor.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask you to consent the Senate recess for purposes of the leadership caucus.
Objection, so order. The next item on the calendar is House Bill 302. Secretary Reed, House Bill 302.
CS for House Bill number 302, Finn, amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating to state housing loan and state alternative technology loan programs and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute. Senator Eliason, Chairman, and Senator Rohde signed new pass. Senators Sackett, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with an SES spin. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Sackett signed due pass. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with an SES rules. And calendar, Senator Ray signed calendar but do not pass.
Is there the committee substitutes before us? Who is going to move a committee substitute? Is the Rules Committee substitute?
Yes, there are three.
My apologies, Mr. President. I move the Rules Committee substitute for a committee substitute for HB 302 and ask unanimous consent.
Objection is noted. Gilman.
Mr. President, for a point of clarification of what the difference in rules is from either the other two.
There is a request for a differential expression.
Mr. President, through the chair, in my packet, now I'm doing something else, so I have to apologize to the body. In my packet, I do not have a rules CS for 302.
Without objection, Senator Sackett, we'll be objecting. We will be at ease. Come to order. Rules chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Department of Law asked us to make one technical change in 302 to the first section, clarifying that if you're going to set up a revolving loan fund in Alaska Housing Finance, the wording there had to be exactly just so. And so there's in section 1856.082, he changed a couple of the words around to meet bond counsel out of New York's suggested wording. And that's basically the only change between the rules CS and the other CS.
Is there a further explanation required from finance or from objections has been removed? Secretary, read the bill in second reading.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 302 rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to state housing loan and state alternative technology loan programs and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
Moving to ask unanimous consent to the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 302 rules be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, Secretary read the bill on third reading.
Senate CS, 4CS, for House Bill number 302 rules, an act relating to state housing loan and state alternative technology loan programs, and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Question. Senator Halford has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's a section on page 6 on the Home Ownership Assistance Fund, which is the 6% loans. It says a mortgage loan that's subsidized from Home Ownership Assistance Fund may not exceed $120,000. Does that mean $120,000 at 6% while the remaining loans, the state subsidy only applies to the first $90,000?
The response to the question, Senator Rohde?
The answer is yes.
Questions?
The resources chairman, chairperson.
A point of information, if someone cared to answer, on the non-conforming housing loans, is there anything in this bill that states that non-conforming housing loans cannot be made on new housing?
Senator Rohde, do you wish to
floor? Through the chair to Senator Faircamp, no.
Senator Ray?
Well, it's my understanding of... I'm just looking for information, but it's my understanding that there are some loans that will be subsidized at 6%. In other words, there will be 6% loans in here up to a maximum of $120,000. That's a pretty lavish house for low-income people. And I just don't know. I don't think my people... I don't mind subsidizing a point for a $60,000, $70,000, or $80,000 place. But when you get up to a 6% for $120,000, and my people are paying 13 and 14 and 15 and as high as 16%, I can't support it.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. Chairman, the program Senator Ray is referring to is the Housing Assistance Division in Community Regional Affairs for the Rural Loan Program. The reason that the amount of the loans is higher is because of the greater cost of building in rural Alaska. Consequently, a greater amount is required in rural Alaska to finance those houses, and I think that's appropriate. I come from a rural area, but I think it's appropriate to recognize the realistic cost of housing in a rural area. The program is called the HOF in HAD, if you will, the Home Ownership Fund in Housing Division in Community Regional Affairs. And it does provide the down to 6% rate that the urban areas have enjoyed for several years. And I only think it's parity to provide that to the rural areas as well, where we do have low-income people who are struggling with some very severe housing needs.
Rules, Chairman.
Yes, Mr. President. I have two problems with the bill. One, the bill remains the 80-20 split for non-conforming loans between the rural area and the urban area. I have no problem with that. But if you do want a non-conforming loan in the urban area, then you have to pay 0.25% more. And I really don't think that's fair, seeing that they only have a 20% shot at the money anyway. The other part of the bill that I really don't understand is we're allowing people to have an owner-occupied loan and a non-owner-occupied loan out of Community and Regional Affairs. And I would think if folks are low income, then what are they doing with rental property?
You have the floor.
Just a brief response to Senator Fakes. First, there has been significant criticism of the non-conforming program. In the urban areas, the complaint being that the urban areas have used all the money for the non-conforming program, which was originally intended for the rural areas. And as a consequence, with just the among other changes that were made, the 0.25% was to ensure that that would not be the only thing that would be used in various locations in particularly some of the suburban urban areas. Secondly, the question of allowing two loans in rural Alaska, I think
quite frankly, recognizes the problem of a lack of building out there and not wanting to penalize those people who do have the resources to do some building.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would remind the previous speaker we're talking about low to moderate income folks here. And so that I don't understand. And we still have the 80-20 split, so the urban areas cannot overtake this particular sum. They can only have 20% of the money. And I really don't think it's fair that they should have to pay an additional 0.25% for that. That's my only point.
Mr. Alford.
Well, I'm still a little bit confused on this $120,000 amount for the low to moderate income. Is it or is it not available in the urban areas?
If
so, the answer, does someone wish to respond?
20%.
Senator A.
So 20%
of the people can go out and get a $120,000 loan at 6%, while everybody else faces a $90,000 loan at 10, 11, or 12%. Mr. President, can we have any of these?
Yes. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent Senate Bill 302 be returned second reading for purpose of specific amendment.
Objection is to going to third reading or to second reading for specific amendment. The question is, does everyone have the specific amendment? Senator Ray?
Yes.
Does everyone have the specific amendment? The question is, Senator Ray?
Normal courtesy would say that we would extend the courtesy that if you don't like the amendment, it's very clear and very open, and I hope you won't believe that the Senate is discourteous if we don't return.
Senator Sacken?
Objection.
Objection has been removed. We're back to second reading for specific amendments. Before you, you may move, Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move the amendment.
Is there debate on the amendment? Senator Sackett?
I just don't think the amendment is correct and it should be defeated. You're talking about a program that we're trying to create for the rural areas. First of all, let me give you a little history. AHFC itself, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, was created for the rural areas in 1972, 1973. Now, that was taken over by the urban areas, and that's fine. So we created the non-conforming housing program and CNRA for the rural areas. And then we're trying to create a program here that is identical to one that's been for the urban areas and AHFC under their HAD program or some word like that. And it just doesn't make sense to reduce it to $90,000 for the rural areas. A $90,000 home out there is about a $45,000 to $50,000 home in Anchorage. What kind of a house can you buy in Anchorage for $45,000? You can't buy anything. And that's what you're talking about. Now, you think the amendment should be defeated.
Right. Senator Halford?
Mr. President, but 20% of this is reserved for the urban areas. And in fact, that's substantially inequitable compared to the $90,000. By the way, the low-interest loan program in AHFC is at $90,000. The other programs, I understand it.
Senator A.
After listening to both arguments, I don't think it's the time to tinker with it now. We probably could go ahead and pass this bill or defeat it and take it up in the interim.
Question is, shall the amendment be adopted? There's no further debate. You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 4 yeas, 16 nays.
Amendment was not adopted. We have returned a third reading automatically. Senator, you have the floor, Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, I just want to say in these closing hours that this is a very important bill. Section 26 of the bill repeals the sunset clause which otherwise would end the ADA multifamily housing loan program on December 31st of this year. I understand that there are literally hundreds of units in the Anchorage area, particularly in the South Anchorage area, that will be built if the Sunset Clause is repealed, cannot be built if the Sunset Clause is not repealed, because there is no way the developer could certify the occupancy of those units by December 31st.
Senator Ray?
It's my understanding
in the Sunset provision that there is usually a one-year phasing out, so that wouldn't particularly exist here, I don't think.
It would be a time. Senator Fahrenkamp is seeking the floor.
May we have a brief of these?
Yes, we'll be. No, I don't believe everybody's to order. We're still at ease. I see Senator Sackett and some discussion here for a moment. Senator, please come back to order. The question before us, and if there's further debate, you may have it. The question before us is, shall House Bill 302, as amended, shall pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change their vote? Senator Halford? Senator Moss? Any other member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll only shows 16 yeas, 4 nays.
House Bill 302 has been adopted. Senator Ray, are there effective date clause?
Yeah, but I don't want to move it. Moving on, I was going to have his consent to the roll call and imagine the vote to consider the roll call on the effective date clause.
Out of objection, effective date clause has been adopted.
May we return to messages from the other House, Mr. President?
We will return to messages from the House.
Message of June 26th, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
The House has passed House Concurrent Resolution Number 42, suspending Uniform Rule 42 of the Alaska Legislature concerning House Bill Number 105, and it is transmitted herewith for consideration.
Senator Ray, do you wish to move for suspension?
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate suspend the rules and that we consider House Concurrent Resolution Number 42 as a special order of business.
No objection. Secretary, read the bill.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 42 by Representative Adams, suspending Uniform Rule 42 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill Number 105.
The bill is before you for discussion. Senator, you have the floor, Finance Chairman.
Mr. President, if you might, wait a minute. They're Xeroxing off the backup information on it. I don't know if they're done. Are they? Okay. Just as a quick explanation in the meantime, House Bill 105, as you know, is the budget. And in trying to work out the agreement between the House, the Senate, and the governor, it became evident yesterday that we would need an additional $20 million from the rainy day account to take care of some last-minute problems with regard to the capital budget. What the request, the suspension does is to suspend the, suspension allows us to take up this amendment which was being passed out to you. And as you can see in the amendment, the sum of $20 million is taken to reserve emergency expenses, and it designates the different areas. Senator Bennett has more information than all of you than I do, and he can answer the specific questions.
As part of the governor's capital statewide request, Senator Gilman has the floor.
Mr. President, point of parliamentary inquiry. Does this require two-thirds vote, or we do have to have two-thirds vote to suspend this rule?
Suspension of the rules has required two-thirds vote, but we've already suspended the rules to take it up for adoption.
Yeah.
Is there further debate? Senator Halford.
Mr. President, it would appear that it wouldn't be necessary to suspend all of Rule 42 to do this, and I'm just a little bit concerned what else might happen if we suspend all of Rule 42.
Senator, I would ask the finance chairman and then...
It says the act is suspending Uniform Rule 42 of the Alaska Legislature concerning House Bill 105. And the only thing that we have before us is the amendment that I passed out. We're not going to consider any other amendments of any sort. The meeting will last about 10 to 5 minutes.
And Alfred?
I would assume then that we're also suspending the 24-hour provision on the budget.
We didn't discuss that. I have no idea.
You have the floor, Senator.
That's Rule 42B, 24-hour notice on consideration of the budget.
Senator Ray.
Well, Mr. President, I believe that the conferees on the Budget Committee have announced that they were meeting today, yesterday, and they've been meeting, and they've been recessing back and forth. I don't know if they're going to wait till tomorrow. They're announcing at tomorrow's meeting. They're in the same meeting that they announced yesterday for today. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Thank you. Rules, Chairperson.
Just looking at it, Mr. President, that 24-hour rule is referring to a free conference committee report, and the budget bill is not a free conference committee report. Therefore, just looking at it at first glance here, I don't think we need that 24 hours.
I'm going to rule this.